You know the hardest thing.
Bye.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the Onset. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
Attention. 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 Doctors Without Borders needs your help. The organization gives assistance to populations in distress, natural and man-made disaster victims, and armed conflict victims. They've treated millions of people since 1971. Volunteers undergo great risk and danger in order to provide this life-saving medical care. About 90% of funding to keep these missions going comes from people like you.
Doctor, I'm so glad we found you.
Please visit donate.doctorswithoutborders.org to make a donation so Doctors Without Borders can continue their commitment to saving lives.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside Hunt Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. On Friday, May 8th, head on over to the Midday Music Backyard Barbecue, where you can enjoy food and music, which will be happening from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Quad. On Saturday, May 9th, the Earth Festival, which is an annual celebration of sustainability, community, and environmental stewardship, will be happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Chase Gym. And on Sunday, May 10th, join WONY for our senior brunch and send-off happening in the Craven Lounge located in the Morris Conference Center at 1 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello guys, welcome to the very last episode of Radio Show, Shmadio Show. I'm your host, Maya Marsich, and right now I'm playing my intro. I used to use this, the instrumental New Monkey Keys version, a late Smith, but I haven't done it in a long time, so I had to bring it back for the last episode, but I'm really scared. Okay, so I'm going to start with a couple songs from that I was into freshman year. Well, actually, I joined WONY sophomore year, but this is kind of to summarize my whole college experience. And I have to shout out WONY for indirectly being the reason that I went here, because I met my freshman year roommate, Dakota, at the end of my senior year of high school. And we were talking about college and we were like, both in between Oneonta or SUNY New Paltz. So we were like, oh, let's just be roommates if we go to the same school, because we didn't know anyone else going to either of the schools. And then I toured New Paltz and I was like, all right, I'll probably end up going here because it's closer to home. And then Dakota toured Oneonta and saw WONY, the radio station, and it made her want to come to Oneonta. So then I literally toured Oneonta the day before decision day. Shout out to my dad for driving me all the way up here for the day, 4 hours, and then 4 hours home. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll go here. So shout out WONY and shout out Dakota, because these last 4 years would have been, could have been completely different. So shout out. But I'm going to start with this first song that I listened to a lot freshman year, and it reminds me of living with Dakota and freshman year. It's Didn't Want to Have to Do It by Cass Elliott from the Mamas and Papas. Okay, Let's jump right into it. My last first song.
Didn't want to have to do it. Didn't want to have to break your heart. Didn't want to have to do it. I tried to stop it from the very start, but you kept on trying and I knew you'd end up crying. And I knew I didn't want to have to. At all. Didn't want to have to do it. Didn't want to have to be the one to say it. Didn't want to have to do it. I kept on hoping something would delay it again. But then was a time that I thought that we could fly and never, never fall. Why should we suppose we were really never meant to be close to each other at all, at all, at all? Didn't want to have to do it. Didn't want to have to be the one to say it. Didn't want to have to do it. Kept hoping something would delay it again, again, again. But then, no, I didn't want to have to be the one to say the end, the end. Something would delay it again, again, again. But then, no, I didn't want to have to be the one to say the end, the end, the end, the end, the end.
Do you even run the race?
I can't be what you need.
I'll make promises that play Sarah's heart so I can watch her fall apart. Cause I know when I break her down,
we'll spin on all the happy clams that live around this sunny town. She loves me like a dog.
That was Sarah by Alex G. I really got into Alex G freshman year, and I got to see him this year, so that was pretty awesome. Right now, I have Josh and Dakota and Andrew in the station, and I just shouted out Dakota because she was my roommate freshman year, and Josh was also my roommate junior year, and also Josh and Dakota. And shout out Steph as well. We're all part of WONI before I joined, because I joined sophomore year. So I actually went to the WONI formal freshman year because I was Steph's date. So I've been around. But anyway, I'm going to hop on over to the next song. This song is a Phoebe Bridgers song. I don't really listen to her that much anymore, but this song is really sentimental to me because I interpret it as, like, it was really hard for me to go out of my comfort zone and go to a school far away, but I knew that I had to do it, and I had to let go of all the things that were pulling me back home and just stay here, and I'm really glad that I did. So this is I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers. Let's jump right in.
Man, I hate this part of Texas. Close my eyes, fantasize. Three clicks and I'm home. When I get back, I'll lay around. Then I'll get up and lay back down. Romanticize a quiet life. There's no place like my room. But you had to go. Thank you.
to the sun. Let the ultraviolet cover me up. I'm looking for a creation that ended up with a pair of cracked lips. Windows down, scream along to some America First rap country song. A slaughterhouse, an outlet mall, slot machines, fear of God. Windows down, heater on, big bolts of lightning hanging low over the coast. Everyone's convinced it's a government drone or an alien spaceship.
I had to end it early because I know that a lot of people really love the end of that song, but it's just like a little bit too much for me right now because like she starts screaming and stuff and it's just not the vibe. So I love you, Phoebe Bridgers, but I just had to do that. Anyway, the next song, like I couldn't do this show without playing it because it's important. It's 18 by The Witch, and the other day... And these are my friends, The Witch. And the other day, they were playing the song live, and Dakota started crying. And then I started ruining everybody's night by telling them that we were 18 when the song came out, and now we're 22 and we're graduating. So that's true. So that's emotional. So check out The Witch. They're a great band. All right, so we're going to hop on right on to that song. Here we go.
Down. You'll never know how high up you are until you're out. try to move, I just take 3 steps back. Sometimes I wish I'd just have a little heart attack. And if time keeps moving on, then I don't know how far I can go and let on this way. And what's left to say? Not a kid no more, year and a day.
Can you believe it? That song was when we were 18. Feel old yet? The next song was a song that I really listened to a lot sophomore year. And shout out Paige, because me and Paige would listen to the song all the time. And it reminds me of sophomore year, and I lived with Paige and Lauren. And here we go. This song is... Oh, and shout out Amanda. My random roommate that I didn't talk to the whole year. But in my defense, like, she went home every weekend, so we didn't really have much time to hang. Anyway, this is Drown by the Smashing Pumpkins. Here we go.
No matter where you are, I can
Was Drowned by the Smashing Pumpkins. The next song I'm going to play is a Pine Grove song called New Friends. And I just want to take a moment to say that I'm very thankful and I feel very lucky for all of the friendships that I've made here, because I didn't think that I would be able to make such close friends coming to a place where I didn't know anyone. I mean, partially because all of my friends from home, I happen to know since I was like 10 years old because we met in middle school, and I'm so obviously incredibly close to them. And by the time I went to college, I had already known them for 7 years, and I'm like, how am I going to make friends this, how am I going to make better friends? Well, not that anyone's better than anyone, but I was like, how am I going to make friendships that even compare to these ones from these people that I've never met in my entire life? And I was really put out of my comfort zone, and I really was going to transfer home freshman year. And because I wanted to transfer, I was like, I'm not going to make any close friends because I don't want to miss anyone when I do end up inevitably leaving. So I kind of isolated myself a lot freshman year. And by spring semester, I realized that I did want to stay, and I wanted to try to make the most of college and try to actually enjoy it. And I was so lucky that the friends that I had made fall semester still stuck around, even though I made no effort to hang out with any of them and just sat in my room all day and didn't even leave to go eat and just ate ramen all day. But it was so amazing how throughout that whole time, like, I made friends with people in my dorm, and even though I always said no, whenever they were going to the dining hall, they'd always stop by my door and ask if I wanted to go. And then I did start saying yes, and I'm so, so thankful that I still had that opportunity, even when it was so late, because it's harder to make friends when it's not the beginning of the school year and everyone's trying to make friends. Everyone kind of has their group already, and I just had such amazing, genuine people around me that I was able to still have friends and have a good time. So I'm very, very, very incredibly thankful for them and for all the people that I met after freshman year. I've met so many people that are so incredibly genuine and just incredible, amazing people. I'm just saying the same thing, but even people I'm not extremely close with, even people who are friends of friends, like, I just feel like I'm surrounded by a bubble of just beautiful, amazing, genuine, kind people and talented. And I'm just, I couldn't have asked for anything else than what I have. So I'm very, very thankful. So this next song fits perfectly with that. And it is New Friends by Pine Grove. So here we go. Thank you. Was New Friends by Pine Grove, and this next song I'm gonna dedicate to a special person, because last year I met somebody really special, and his name is Andrew Trebilcock, and he's my boyfriend, and I'm just very lucky to have met him, and he's also a Wony DJ, and I don't know what to say, but this song is Heavy Focus by Adrian Linker, and it just makes me think of him. It's just sweet, and I listened to it a lot when we first met, and yeah, let's jump right in. Was Heavy Focus by Adrian Linker. What a beautiful song. This next song kind of goes without explanation. It's kind of straightforward. It's Stop This Train by John Mayer, and it's just a beautiful song about getting older, and I think it fits for graduation. Like, stop this train. Like, stop this train. Like, I wish I could just stop time. And Steph is here now. Stephanie Gomez, okay? Let's jump right into Stop This Train by John Mayer.
Mm-hmm. Try to keep an open mind, but I just can't sleep on this tonight. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed, it's moving in. I know I can't, honestly. Won't someone stop this train? Don't know how else to say it. Don't wanna see my parents go. One generation is like the way. I've had a life out on my own. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed, it's moving in. I know I can, but honestly, won't someone stop this train?
Stop This Train by John Mayer. And when he said, I can't take the speed it's moving in, I felt that. Because I just can't take it. I can't believe I'm graduating, guys. Like, every time I think about it, I get really upset. And I'm like, I can't believe this is happening to me. Like, why would this happen to me? Like, I know, I talked to Paige about this too. Like, every year people graduate, yeah. But like why is it happening to me? Like, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't really add up. Anyway.
It doesn't really feel like it's a real thing.
Well, interesting you say that, because the next song we have here is Real Thing by Alex G. And it's just like, he's talking about the real thing. And what's the real thing? No one knows. The I kind of think of it as like the real thing. So all of my genuine friends and lovers at college, all of my lovers, they are the real thing. And this song is the real thing. And this song came out on Alex G's most recent album, which I saw live in concert. So let's jump right into the real thing, my Alex G.
Looking for a real thing. Didn't notice it was hanging by the door. Didn't leave a message or anything. Yeah, she doesn't want to wait for me no more. Walking in the city with a real thing. No one tells you what the real thing is for. Up a story for you. Yeah, you spilled the real thing all over the floor.
Real Thing by Alex G. And this next song needs no explanation. It's called Graduate by Third Eye Blind. And I actually really listened to this album a lot sophomore year. Third Eye Blind by Third Eye Blind. And I listened to this song, like Graduate, and I was like, it's a really good song. Good thing it's never going to happen to me, but here I am. But I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to graduate. I'm blessed. There's some people out there who can't graduate, you know, and I'm blessed to have had this opportunity, so I don't want to sound out of touch. But anyway, we're going to jump right into Graduate, and then soon we'll jump right into graduating. So here we are. Oh, That was Graduate by Third Eye Blind. And this next song is No Drugs by Pinegrove. And it talks about being present in the moment. And I think it's very hard to do that, especially now, like graduating, thinking about the future, reminiscing on the past. But we only have so much time left and we have to live in the moment. And it's very difficult. I mean, this song specifically is about being in the moment without substances, but I more so interpret it as being in the moment and not thinking about the past or the future and just being present. So that is, this song makes me sad at all. Okay, this is No Drugs by Pinegrove.
No drugs and alcohol today. I wanna remember everything we talk about. I wanna feel everything you say, but part of me is caveated out, like maybe certain circumstances are permissible. Maybe I just could, and you could just look the other way. Is it so wrong? I want to feel good. Even if you mean it, I wanna feel good. Let's build us a new house for to live. You fortify the outside, and I got the interior.
No Drugs by Pinegrove. And now, one of my last songs. This last song is very near and dear to my heart, and it makes me very emotional. And it specifically makes me think of my friend Paige. This is a song by The Sundays, which is one of my favorite bands. And this song is called Here's Where the Story Ends. And this is where the story ends right now. And although she says, it's a little souvenir of a terrible year. This year and last 4 years has been nothing but incredible. So it's a little souvenir of an incredible years and incredible souvenir of an incredible college career. That's my lyrics for today. But this is my last song. Here's where the story ends. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Now the story ended. I don't even know what to say. I'm actually speechless. I'm so incredibly thankful for this club and for my entire college experience. I'm gonna throw like I really can't believe that I'm graduating. And all I can think of when I look back on my college experience is about all the love and just I don't even know what else to say. I love you and I love Oneonta and I love Woni and I love everything, and I hope that everyone has a beautiful rest of their lives. I love you. Signing out.